Be'ezos Hashem B'li Neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to the Nishmas Avi Mori, Harav David Svi ben Harav Yosef, and for four Shlema for David Meir ben Mendel. Today's daf is Yivamas daf Kuf Hei. We left off at the very bottom line of Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. Good morning, David Yoshua. Avi Dr. Joe Yitzhak Yosef Chaim, Yisrael Moshe, and Svika. We're up to the words, Umi Amar Rabbi Akiva Rikika Lo Pasla. In yesterday's daf, we pointed out that there are three parts to a chalitza. The removal of the shoe, the spitting, and the recitation of various psukim by both the Yavam and the Yavama. Good morning, Dr. Dan and Mordechai. So, the question is, which parts of this ceremony are absolutely necessary for the chalitza to work? And which parts are not absolutely necessary? And which parts, and this is the specific thing we're talking about yesterday, maybe there could be some part of it that while it does not accomplish to be matir her lashuk, maybe it does accomplish that she's puzzle on the other brothers for Yibum. So that's what we left off with. Rabbi Akiva held, we said at the end of yesterday's daf, if you just do rikika, she does not get disqualified on the other brothers. That's what we assumed at the end of yesterday's daf. So the Gemara begins with a question challenging that. So we know that just spinning by itself is not going to accomplish chalitza. No, nobody would have suggested that. But maybe rikika midrabanan should disqualify her already on the other brothers for yibum. But the Gemara said yesterday, no. The Rabbi Akiva held that Rikika does not disqualify her. Asked the Gemara, "Mi Rabbi Akiva Rikika lo pasla?" Did Rabbi Akiva really say that just the spitting by itself does not disqualify her for Yibam on the other brothers? The Hotanya. Right, because again, let's just review the basic halacha. We've said it already a few times, but if there are a bunch of brothers and one brother does a full-fledged chalitza to her, that's it. She's mutal l'shuk. She's now usur on the other brothers. The other brothers can't now do Yibam because that's an issue of Eishes Ach. Once she gets Chalitza, she's out. She's out of the Zika. Chalitza gets rid of the Zika, so now she goes back to the Isser of Eishes Ach to the other brothers. She's not allowed to do Yibam to the other brothers. So the Shaila is Midrabanan. If she does do spitting, she just does spitting, does that already Midrabanan disqualify her? She needs a Chalitza from this guy, and that's it. She can't. She's disqualified. Is it really true that Rabbi Akiva said that just spitting does not disqualify her on the rest of the brothers?
Spinning with kavana, though.
Yeah. Spinning with kavana. Yeah. Rikika lo pasla v'hatani lived in a brisa. Chalza v'lo kara v'lo rakika v'lo kara. Let's say she removed the shoe, but she did not spit and did not read the parsha. Either she didn't read or he didn't read. Chalitza sakshera. Whoa. She just did one out of the three? But the evidence is a good chalitza. Rakika. Velo chalitza velo kara chalitza sapsula. If she spat, but didn't do chalitza and didn't read the pashyas, so then the chalitza is pasul. Kara, she just read the pashyas. Velo rakika velo chalitza ein kan beis michush. That's even a lower level. If she just read the psukim but didn't do the other two, then there's zip, zero, zilch, nada, ephes. Nothing. Says the Gemara. Money. Who is the author of this braisa? Ilei Rabbi Eliezer. Can't be. Chalsa velo rakika velo kara. Chalitzos akshero. V'hama Rabbi Lazar. V'hama Rabbi Eliezer, excuse me. Kacha yaseh. Davashu maise ma'akev. The Rikika's Ma'akah we learned yesterday in the Das of Rabbi Lezer. Even the spitting prevents. And here you see the spitting doesn't prevent. So it can't be Rabbi Lezer. Elab Shite, Rabbi Akiva. Must be that the author of this Brisa is Rabbi Akiva. And what does it say? Uktani. Rakika velo chalitza velo kara chalitzasa psula. It doesn't say Ein kan beis michush. It says the chalitza's puzzle. So what's that coming to teach me? Laman, what's it puzzle for? Ilema la alma, if you want to tell me that if you would just spit, so it's not mata her la olam, that's obvious. Pshita, mi havi chalitza dishtari la alma. If there was no removal of the shoe, there's no havamina to say she'd be mutter to the rest of the world. Elalav le'achin. Chalitzasa psula means it's not matter l'shuk, but it does work to disqualify on the other brothers. Shma mina. So we see from here that even according to Rabbi Akiva, that midrabbanan, if she just spits, that disqualifies her on the other brothers. Why? Because we're afraid if she spits, people are going to think that she already did a chalitza, because usually it goes chalitza followed by spitting. So if she just spits before and didn't do chalitza, people are going to think that she did a chalitza already. And if you're going to let the other brother now have relations with her, so people are going to think that if one brother does chalitza, the other brother's allowed to do yibum. That's what they're going to think. Ask the Gemara Ulu Rabbi Akiva, Maishna Rikika Umaishna Kriya. Why Rikika, she is disqualified on the other brothers, but spitting, but just reading the Parshias, she's not disqualified on the other brothers. Says the Gemara, there's an obvious difference. Kriya Deisa Bein B'tchila Bein B'sof Lo Machlefale. The reading of the Psukim happens both prior to the Yibam as well as after the Yibam. Meaning that she reads, the woman reads one Pasuk before the Chalitza. I said Yibam, not Chalitza. The woman reads one Pasuk before the Chalitza and one Pasuk after the Chalitza. What does she say before the Chalitza? Before the Chalitza, she says the following Pasuk. We haven't even learned all this yet. This is like so classic in Shas, right? It's only at the very, very end of the Masechta that we actually find out what we've been talking about, the whole Masechta long. I believe, I'm not mistaken, I didn't see it yet, but I think the Mishnayos later on, even later on, are the ones that tell you exactly how what you're supposed to do. In Gittin, you have the same thing. We'll see in Gittin. You don't really learn what a get is until like the very last daf of Gittin. It's wild. Anyway, it's like the Gemara wants to keep you, they want to keep you guessing the whole time. They want to keep you interested the whole time. They want to keep you interested. Okay. Says the Gemara, what's the psukim you say at the beginning? May ain, the woman says, May ain yivami lahakim lahachim shem b'Yisrael loy ava yabmi. My brother-in-law, my erstwhile brother-in-law, refuses to keep up the name of his brother. And what's the pasuk you say at the end? Kacha yeasel eisha she lo yivnes beis achiv. That's what the woman says at the end. So the woman says two psukim. The husband, the Yavam, also says something in the middle. He says, "Lo ava yabmi." I think I don't want to. He says, "I don't want to do it." That's what he says. And the people standing around, they also say something. They say, "Chalutzana, chalutzana." Okay. So no one's going to get that confused if you just do the speaking, because people will think, "Oh, it was just the speaking beforehand." So no one's going to think that a chalitz already happened. However, Rikika de Betchila Lesa, but spitting, which doesn't exist in the beginning, Ula Besof Isa Mechal Fale, Asu Lemisha Chalitza La'achim. People are going to come to be Matir, a girl who already had Chalitza, to the brothers. V'ikka da Amri Haki Shalchule. Some say the question that was sent to Avuah de Shmuel, that a Yavama that just spat, what's the din? They asked the following question. Yavama Sherakika Tachlots, ve'ein otzricha l'ruk pamacheres. No, the question wasn't if Rikika disqualifies her on the other brother. No, the question is if she did it out of order and she spat before the chalitza, does she have to spit again after the chalitza to do it in the right order? That was the shaila. Yivama shirakika tachlots ve'ein otzricha l'ruk pamacheres. That was the shaila. And that was the halacha that they passed. That once she spat, she doesn't have to spit another time. And even if she wants to spit another time, we don't allow her to because people are going to get confused. Ki ahid asil kamei the Rabbi Ami, like the following Yuvama that came in front of Rabbi Ami to do chalitza. Havi yasa Rabbi Ami bar mama kamei. Rabbi yasa Rabbi Ami bar mama was sitting in front of Rabbi Ami. Raka kamei kamei to tachlots. She spat prior to the removal of the shoe. Amalei Rabbi Ami, chalitzla v'shari la tigra. Just go do chalitza, and let's end this disagreement, and that's it. She should not spit again. Amalei Rabbi Abba, V'habi inan meruk. Doesn't she have to spit? Rabbi Yami asked him, haraka kale. She already spat. Says the Gemara, v'teruk umabakach. Let her spit again to be mekayim the right order. What's the problem? Rabbi Yami answered him, nafik mine chorba. Something bad is going to come out if she spits again. Diyamis tehed of v'seruk. If you say she should spit again, Amre, people are going to say, Rikiko kamaisa les be mishasha. People are going to think the first spitting is meaningless. And people will be matir yivama l'shuk. People are going to think the first Rikika is nothing. And she can even do yibum after a first Rikika. And people are going to mistakenly allow people are going to allow a Yavama who had Rikika. They're going to allow her, she did Rikika already, they're going to allow her to do Yibam afterwards. Va'asi lemishrei chalutza la'achin. So what are we worried about? We're worried that other people who see that a Yavama, that spat, had Yibum. So we're worried about two things. We're worried that if you let her spit afterwards, people are going to say the spitting beforehand was meaningless. And therefore they're going to let a girl who spat to do Yibum afterwards. And other people who see that a girl who spat had Yibum, they're not going to know that she only spat and didn't do Chalitza. And they're going to think that if a girl spits and she had a chalitza beforehand, they're going to assume lemishrei chalutza la'achin. They're going to come and permit a girl who had chalitza to have you and to the other brothers. And after she does chalitza, she's really usher, obviously, to have you and to the other brothers. Ask Rabbi Abba to Rabbi Ami. How could a spitting before the chalitza work? V'habi'inan kisidron. But don't we need the chalitza to be in order? Chalitza followed by rikika? How could you let her do rikika followed by chalitza? V'habi'inan kisidron. Answers the Gemara. Kisidron lo ma'akfa. The order is not ma'akev. Hu savar. Rabbi Abba thought that Rabbi Ami was just giving him pushing him off with a bad answer. Because the Seder really is mocking. But then, nafak, duck. So when Rabbi Abba left Rabbi Ami, he researched this, he looked into this, and he found out, v'ashkach, he found the brisa that supported Rabbi Ami. The Sanya. Bein sheikhtim chalitza l'rukika, bein sheikhtim rukika chalitza, ma she'asa asoi. Whether you did the spitting before the removal of the shoe or the removal of the shoe before the spitting, either one works. Says the Gemara, Levi nafak l'kiryasa. Levi went out to the suburbs. Bo mine. So in the suburbs, when a rabbi shows up in the suburbs, they can ask him a million kashas because in the suburbs, they don't have a lot of rabbis to answer the kashas. So Levi went out there. We'll see in a minute that Levi was actually appointed to go be the rabbi in the suburbs. Bo'mine, they asked him, Gidemes ma'oshetachlots. A woman that has no hands, can she yank the Yavam's shoe off with her teeth? Yavama shirakaka da mahu. What's the din of a Yavama that spat blood and not spit? Is that a good spitting? Third kasha. The Malach said to Daniel, "Aval agid lecha es harashim b'ksav emes." I'll tell you what it says in the true psukim. Nechlal dik ksav sheinu emes. Are there things written down in Shemayim that are not emes? Those are the three kashas. Loihavi biyadi. He didn't have an answer to answer all these kashas. Mordechai, listen to this. Why did he not have an answer to answer all the three kashas? So it says in Yerushalmi, it says that the people of Simonia asked Rebbe to send them a rabbi who's a darshan and a dayan and he could be a chazan. I don't think chazan means about tefillah. I think maybe it does. I'm not sure. Means like to a guy who's going to be able to run the shul for them. Or maybe he meant about tefillah. And he could be a rebbe to do all these things. In the suburbs, they had no rabbis. So they asked rebbe, send us somebody who could do all these things, a jack of all trades. So rebbe sent them Levi. That was this story. So they were machabed him. They made a bima gedola, and they put him on top of this bima gedola for him to answer all the questions. And he became so arrogant that they gave him so much covet. That's why he forgot it and he wasn't able to answer all the kashas. That's what it says in the Yerushalmi. It gave him so much covet. The rabbi became so arrogant. Oh, you're the rabbi. You're giving the shiur. Oh, everybody's coming to you to listen to everything. You're the rebbe and the rabbi. He became arrogant, and when they asked him the kashas, that's why he forgot all his learning. He didn't know all the answers. Whoa! Rabbis have to be very careful to not let it get to their heads. Anyway, he didn't know any of the answers. So he went to the Beis Medrash to ask the kashas. He went to ask the kashas in Beis Medrash. Omar lei. They answered him all the three kashas in the Beis Medrash. Does it say anywhere in the Chumash that she's got to rip the shoe off with her hands? She could do it with the teeth. It's not a problem. Umiksiv v'yarka roke. Spitting blood is good also. Some say that what this means is that it's impossible that blood didn't have a little bit of spittle mixed in with it. Aval agad l'charoshim b'ksav emes v'chiyeshav v'seinu emes l'kasha. Kam b'gzar din shiyeshim o shvua. We learned this already. We had a whole discussion about when a gzar din gets ripped up and when a gzar din doesn't get ripped up. Mordechai, help us out. Where was it? Gemara Shabbos? Where do we have this?
Rosh Hashanah.
Wow, okay, Rosh Hashanah.
Rosh Hashanah.
There we go. Okay, so if there's a gzar din that Hashem swears on, that can't be ripped up. But a gzar din that doesn't swear gets ripped up. Kidirav Shmuel Barami. A gzar din that Hashem swears can't be ripped up. The people of the sons of Eli sinned, and all of his generations had a decree that they're all going to die early. If you remember that, we had that. That was also in Rosh Hashanah. It was all part of the same thing. Amar Rabba, says Rabba, b'zevachom mincha inu miskapa b'divrei Torah. Wow! Even though the sins of Bnei Eli, which Hashem swore on, could not be turned back with korbanos, but Rabba says, through limud Torah, you can even uproot a gzar din that had a shmua with it. Wow! Through limud Torah, the Torah is mechaper even on an onesh chamor. So says the Sefer HaChinuch. That's what Rabba says. That the key thing if you're from Beis Eli is learn Torah. Abaye Omar. Now Rabba was Abaye's Rebbe. Abaye Omar. B'zevach min eskaper amaskaper b'gemilas chasadim. Abaye said, it is meskaper in gemilas chasadim. Rabbeinu Chananel holds that what Abaye meant to say is gemilas chasadim by itself. But not that you need Torah and Gemilas. So there's different. Oh, Rosh Hashanah Yud Ches Amid Aleph. Rosh Hashanah Yud Ches Amid Aleph. Rabba v'Abai mid Beis Eli Kasu. Wow! Both Rabba and Abai, actually, they themselves came from Beis Eli. Rabba de Osek Patora. Rabba was Osek Patora. He didn't deal with Gemilas Chasadim. Right? They each held like their own Shita. Rabba said it was Limud HaTorah. He didn't do Gemilas Chasadim also. So, Chaya Arba'in Shanin, he lived another 40 years, I think it's another 40 years after 20. Abai, or maybe a total of 40 years. Abai Dasa Petor Gemilas Chasadim, Chaya Shisin Shanin. He who did Torah and Gemilas Chasadim, even though he came from the house of Eli, he lived an additional 60 years. The Maharsha explains, based on the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Ashlosha Dvarma Olamoin. Ala Torah val avoda val gemilas chasadim. Bezin shelmala doesn't judge a person when he's less than 20. So Rabba, he only had this chasad Torah, he got added another 20 years. So he lived only a total of 40. He died at 40. Abaye also had the schus of Gemil Sasadim, so he died. He lived for 60 years. But the third Amud of Avodah, they couldn't be misakin because they sinned with Avodah. The people of Beis Eli, they sinned by the Karbanos. That's what they sinned. They ate the Karbanos before the Haktar Sahimurin. That was one opinion. And Ein Kategor Nasa Sanegar. Since it was the Hakrava Sahimurin that nailed them, so they couldn't fix that leg of the world. So that's why one of them lived till 40, and one of them lived till 60. Wow. Azoy Zachta Marsha. Tana Rabbanim. We learned in a Braisa. Mishpacha Asai Jibrislam Shaisim Mesim Kiben Shimon Asai Shana. There was one family in Jerusalem that used to all die at age 18. Bovo Dios Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. Amalen, Shemim Mishpachas Eliatim, Shemim Mechom Arbis Beischa Yomusu Anashim. You're all going to die young. L'chu v'asku b'torah v'tichyu. Hochu v'asku b'torah v'chayu. V'ayukarnos and Mishpachas Yochanan Ashmo. They named all their kids Yochanan because Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai gave them the Yetzah to learn Torah, and therefore they stopped dying at age 18. How do you know that a gzar dim on the tzibur is never sealed? What do you mean? Even if you try to clean off the stain of the sin, it's always going to be sealed. Even if it's sealed, it could be ripped up by tefillah and tshuva. Hashem always listens to us. I thought you could, Hashem only answers during Aseret Yemei Tshuva. Says Gemara Lokasha. A yachid he only answers during the Aseret Yemei Tshuva. B'tzibur he answers Torah and Tefillah anytime. Yachid Amos and Rav Nachum and Rav Ravu Elo Asar Yomish Bein Rosh Hashanah LeYom HaKippurim. Aseret Yemei Tshuva Hashem answers a yachid b'chol karo elav. Shochel elavu d'shmo. Yevama sherakka dam tachlos, a yavam that spits blood. She can only do chalitza na'im of yishiyev shel dam below tzich tzichrok. There's got to be some spit in there, and therefore it counts as spit, and she's no longer allowed to do yibam like we said before. Meisvei yochel yedam ayosim yipiv. You might think that if a zav spits blood, that has a halachic status of the spit of the blood, and it's an avatumah. You would think that the blood of a zav that comes out of his mouth is considered like his spittle. Umipiha ama tame, and the blood that comes out of his aver blood is tame, as if meiraglayim, urine came out of there. Tamalomar, zovo tame. So you see, blood that comes out of the mouth doesn't have spit in it. So how come by chalitza we say the blood is kosher and for the gemara like kosher? Kan b'motzetzes, kan b'shoses. One is where you're spitting blood. One is where the blood is just coming out of your mouth. So then it doesn't have spit. We learned in the Mishnah cheresh shenechlatz. To a cheresh shenechlatz, or someone was nechlatz to a cheresh, or a chalitza with a man who was less than 9 years old, pasul. I'm with the marav. This time we learned that a katan that does chalitza, the chalitza is pasul, and yet the yavama is also to be misyabim on the other brothers. It doesn't say that it's completely meaningless. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that if a katan does chalitza, she's disqualified on the other brothers. Aval chachamim ein chalitzas katan klum. The chachamim say a gedoyla that does chalitza to a katan, it's meaningless, and she is still permitted to do yibum to the other brothers. Ketana shecholza tachlots mishatagil. Amru the marav zu divrei Rabbi Meir. The amar ish kasim b'parsha. And umakshin on isha leish. Aval chacham morim ish ksib b'parsha. Isha! Bein gedoyla, bein katana can do a chalitza. We don't make a hekesh. A boy yavam cannot do chalitza under bar mitzvah, but a girl yavama can do chalitza under bas mitzvah, according to Chacham. Man Chachamim, who's the Chacham Rabbi Yossi, the Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Havu Yasvu, Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Shimon Bar Rebbe were sitting in Beis Medrash before Rebbe showed up to give shir. Pasach chad minayi v'amar, hamispalel tzarech sheyitein einov lamata. So one of them said, a person who's davening, Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Shimon Bar Rebbe, were sitting in Beis Medrash before Rebbe came to give the shir. One of them said, a person who davens, his mind should be on Eretz Yisrael. Because the Shechina is in the Beis HaMikdash. Shenemar v'hoyu einai v'libi sham kol hayom. V'chad amar no, einav l'mali, you should be thinking in the heavens. Because that's where Hashem is. Shenemar v'nisa l'veidu el kapayim. They were having machlokas about kavanah and davening. Rav Mordechai will give us a lengthy explanation as to what the root of this machlokas is. That is a person supposed to be thinking about Hashem in Beis HaMikdash? Or is he supposed to be thinking about Hashem in the Shamayim when he davens? Derech b'nei Adam, at the time that they're davening, they put their hands up to the heavens. We should have our hearts in the heavens also, Rabbeinu Yonah says. So which is it? They were arguing. Adahachi, asa Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yossi l'gabayim. While they were debating this point, Rabbi Yishmael, the son of Rabbi Yossi, showed up in Beis Medrash. Amalu Maya Sikta, what were you guys talking about? Amalei, B'tfila. We're talking about what's the proper kavanah in tefila. Each one of them told him what his opinion was, what the kavanah should be. Amalu, Kach Amar Abba, my father Rabbi Yossi held. Hamispal tzar sheitin ina enov lamata, kavod hashchina in the Beis Hamikdash. V'libo lamala, his eyes should be faced downwards, but his heart should be in the heavens. Kedei sheyiskay b'shnei mekoros halal, to be mekayim both psukim. Einai v'libi sham and nisa lovavenu el kapayim. Adahachi, asa Rebbe l'masifta. While they were talking, Rebbe showed up in Beis Medrash to give his shir. Inu dahave kalile. Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Shimon Rebbe were lightweight. They were very skinny. So they found a seat to sit right where they were. So Yosef Beduchtayo, out of covet for Rebbe, the Rebbe walked in. It's time to sit down. The Rebbe can give shir. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi agav yukre. However, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, he was heavy set. He was a baal busser. He couldn't sit right where they were. There wasn't a big enough space for him to sit over there. Having mefaseh va'azel, so he was walking slowly. He had to climb over people. They all sat on the floor in those days for shir, so he had to climb over people in order to find a seat. Amalei avdon. So Abba Yudin. Abba Yudan, that's what Tosa says. Avdon was Abba Yudan, said to Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. See, he said something disrespectful to Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. The poor guy was a fat guy. He was trying to find a seat. He said something disrespectful to him. Mi huzeh shemifaseh al roshe am kadosh. Who is this guy who is being disrespectful? He held that the guy was stepping over people, that he was slowly walking. Avdon thought that Rabbi Shmuel was walking slowly, that he was getting hano over the fact that people were showing him respect. He's walking slowly. People were like standing up as he was walking by. But in reality, he was just walking slowly because he was so fat he couldn't find a place to sit. Me was that Shemifaseya who was walking al Rosh Hashanah, walking over people. People were sitting on the floor. It looked like he was walking on top of them. And it's us to do that. Amalei, Ani Shmuel b'Rabbi Yossi. I'm a Talmud Chacham, I'm a rabbi, and I have to be here. Shabbasi Limo Tomi Rebbe, I need to listen to the Shir. And it's a kavod for Rebbe that I'm a Talmud Chacham, and I'm allowed to step over people. Like a Talmud Chacham has halacha, he's allowed to step over people in the Beis Medrash in order to listen to the Shir. Amalei, so Avdon didn't stop. Time number two, he embarrassed him. V'chi ata hogan luma Torah me Rebbe? Rebbe's a big anav. Rebbe was known to be a tremendous anav. And you are being lenient in the covet of the people sitting in the Beis Medrash. Amalei, v'chi Moshe hayagan luma Torah me Agvura? Was Moshe Rabbeinu really fit to learn Torah in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He also did things that looked like he was lenient on the covered at Seber. He would sit, and the Seber would stand, even though he was learning in front of Hashem. So, you see that if you need to, you are allowed to be lenient on the covered of the Seber. Amalei, a third time, Avdon was disrespectful to him. V'chi Moshe ata, are you Moshe Rabbeinu? Amalei, v'chi Rabcha Elokimu, well, is your Rebbe Hashem? This was the discussion. Amar Rav Yosef, Shakle Rebbe le matrafse. Rebbe lost all of his schar. Not all Rebbe le matrafse, because Rebbe listened to Avdon embarrass Rebbe Shmuel Rav Yosef and he didn't protest. He lost all of his schar for the shir. To Karmale, Rabcha velo Rebbe, that Rabbi Shmuel said to Avdon, Rabcha, and he didn't say Rebbe, even though Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi was his student. Adahachi Asya Yivamla Kamed Rebbe. While this whole taram, this whole machlokas between Rebbe and Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, this whole discussion. I'm sorry, the discussion between Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi and Avdon. So Adahachi Asi Yivama Lakamei the Rebbe. So in the middle, Rebbe was about to give the shir. A Yivama came to Rebbe in order to do chalitza. Amalei Rebbe, Avdon, Puk Badka. Rebbe said to Avdon, go check her out and see if she is a gedola. Did she grow two hairs? And see if she's ready to do it so she could do chalitza. I want to rely on chazaka. So there's three answers in Rishonim why we don't rely on chazaka. Actually, in the Prima Gadim quotes three reasons why we don't rely on chazaka. First of all, it's easy to check. Second of all, something that's midoraisa. We don't rely on chazaka by din doraisa. That's why bar mitzvah boys don't read Parsha Zachar. Because we don't rely on a chazaka for a din doraisa. Why don't we check? Good kasha. But anyway, three answers the Prima Gadim says why we didn't rely on chazaka. Number one, it's midoraisa. Number two, it's easy to check. Number three, the miut of women that don't bring two hairs by 12 is matzoi. It's a miyud ha-matzoi. We don't rely on chazaka by a doraisa where there's a miyud ha-matzoi in the opposite direction. Prima gadol, three shittas. Levazet denafik. So after Avdon went to go check the Yivama, Amalei Rabbi Yishmael. Kach Amar Abba. Rabbi Yishmael says, what are you sending the guy to check? My father, Rabbi Yossi, said, Ish kasub b'parsha. Aval isha bein gedola bein katana. Amalei ta. So Rabbi called back Avdon from the bullpen. Amalei, ta lo tzriches kva hora zakim. I didn't know, Rabbi Yossi already paskin, that even a katana could do chalitza. So there's no point in checking her to see whether she had two hairs or not. Ka mefasa Avdon va'asi. So Avdon was coming back. Amalei Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, mi shetzarech lo am kadosh, yifsa al rashi am kadosh. Mi she'en tzarech lo am kadosh, heach yifsa al rashi am kadosh. me, who I'm needed in the base medrash because I'm a Talmid Chacham, I'm allowed to walk over the people's heads. But you, who are not a Talmid Chacham, and you're just here for the covet of Rebbe, how are you allowed to walk over people? Amale Rebbe Lavdam Kum Beduchta. Just sit where you are. Because, so you see, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi was correct. Tana, ba'osa shah, nitztarea avdan, v'tavu shnei banav, u'me'an u'shtei kalosav. At that moment, Avdan got saras because he spoke Lashon Hara, and onas devarim. He verbally abused Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, and the punishment for verbal abuse is saras. V'tavu shnei banav, oh my gosh, two of his sons drowned at sea. That's also a punishment if someone speaks Lashon Hara, apparently. The Gemara in Shabbos Lamed Gimel says that the punishment of people who speak Lashon Hara is the death of Askara, which is strangulation. So when you drown, that's also death with strangulation. Umianu shtei kalosav. And his two daughter-in-laws got out of the marriage with his two sons. Why did he get three punishments? Because he embarrassed Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi three times. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak Berech Rachmana de Kasve La'avda B'hai Alma. Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, blessed is Hashem that he punished Avdon in this world so that he didn't get his punishment in the next world. Wow. Amar Nachman Yitzchak Berech Rachmana Amar Rav Ami Midvarav Shel Berebi. From the words of Rabbi Yossi, they called him Berebi. It's a lashon of chashivas. Nilmod ketana choletzis bepuutos. From the words of Rabbi Yossi, we can learn that a ketana can do chalitza if she gets to be have a little das. She has a little seichel. The Rishonim say this is between the ages of 6 and 10. Ad shetagia la'onas nedarim, until she gets to age 11. Then, meaning between 6 and 10. So then, if she, right? So, the halacha is, when she hits 11, if she makes a neder, we check her to see if she knows who she gave a neder to, so then her neder is a neder. So if she already has two hairs by age 11, then she's gedola. However, if it's before that, then we say that the hair, even if she grows hairs, so it doesn't count for anything. The Gemara concludes, v'hilchasa, ad shetavi shtei saros. The halacha is no. It's not like Rav Ami and not like Rava. A katana cannot do chalitza until she hits the age of 12. She has to hit the age of 12 and have two saros. This is like the opinion of Rav Meir. Just like a Yavam has to be a Gadol, so too a Yavam has to be a Gadol. We do not hold like Rabbi Yossi that a Katana could do Chalitza also. A little bit more. Chaltza Bishnayim. Let's say he was only in front of two judges, not three. We don't paskin that it's okay to do a chalitza of two. I remember Nachman Chada Zibna. He already said another time. I remember Yosef. I remember Nachman chalitza b'shloisha tzriche. The Amahak Kamais. If you only have the first explanation, the chalitza is three. Havamina hani mili lechatchila. Avol diyevet afilu trei kamash malon. Ain alachoso azug. Even b'diyevet it doesn't work in front of two. V'yeshmin alachoso azug elakatana kama. Havamina diyevet avol lechatchila. Libay chamisha tzricha lechatchila three and even the yevni need three. Then the Gemara had a ma'isa shecholtzu. A guy did a chalitza in jail. Beino levena miyadana. If they were just alone, how did anybody know the chalitza happened? Amar Vida Mashmuel the edim rona sami b'chutz. Two witnesses saw into the jail. Ibaylu ma'isa shecholtzu beino levena abroi uba ma'isa Rabbi Kiva beis asur. Did the ma'isa happen outside of jail? But they brought in front of Rabbi Akiva, who was in jail. The Maisa was in jail also. I mean, the Marav, Beveis Asur Hayamaisa, Uluveis Asur Bamaisa, both. The Chalitza happened in jail, and they brought it to Rabbi Akiva in jail. Rabbi Akiva Paskin, that was good, but we hold that it's not good in jail. We hold against Rabbi Akiva that if it wasn't in front of Bezdin, it's no good. Yamshel Shlomo writes, the Mishnah tells the story to teach us, even lechatchila you need a chalitza in Bezdin, u'ksheholtz beveisa asurim lo yachlu lachlutz bebezadin, it was lo roi labila mikholzos hachalitza ksheirot. I don't get that. Why is it kosher? I thought we said it's even by the evidence no good. I didn't understand this Rabbi Akiva. They passed that it works, but I thought we passed him b'di'evad. B'di'evad, not in front of Bezin is no good. So that part I didn't understand. But it sounds like we paskin that not in front of Bezin is okay. Everyone should have a wonderful day. We have to figure out the answer to this issue. Why it worked with the Evid over there.